This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. We eat well for the holidays, and then we don't. We diet, and we forget about the joy of eating. No, no, says celebrity chef and television star Nigella Lawson. She says good food should be a part of every day all throughout the year. She's the author of a new book, Feast, Food to Celebrate Life, and she spoke with Day to Day's Madeline Brandt.
On the dust jacket of your new book, Feast, mm-hmm. you say it's about the way we use food to celebrate life. And for you, in all your books, I notice that food isn't just for eating or satisfying hunger for you. It's something else entirely. And yes. I'm wondering if you can explain that.
Well, I suppose I feel that food has such a symbolic value, and I don't mean that you need to know what the symbols mean, but that it's a kind of speech or a vocabulary without words. It's such a powerful means of communication, and it can say many things. I don't think the language is always a positive one, actually. I think that food both puts an embrace around people in a positive way and makes them feel cared for, and if I cook for myself, it makes me feel cared for and that I'm somehow independent and can survive. And yet, on the other hand, I am also aware that some people can feel very, I suppose, strangulated by the gift of food, that cooking sometimes can be a control issue. But in a way, I think everything in life that matters is both positive and negative, so I'm always at pains not to deny the negative. But what I do feel is it kind of reasserts what it is to be human every time you cook.
Well, let's talk about the nuts and bolts, and let's talk turkey literally. You are an unalloyed fan. Many are not, including myself, because the turkey can be just filled with massive slabs of dry white meat.
Yes, it's very interesting, though. One of the things I've come to realize is how strange it is that both the British and the Americans are very anxious about turkey and cooking it. But overall, for some reason, there's a different sort of anxiety that plays into our national psyches, which is to say, when I'm in the States, I hear that most people are afraid of undercooking a turkey, while in Britain, people live in absolute fear and dread of overcooking it. I don't know why this should be so, but that seems to be how it's polarized.
Well, we're afraid of the bacteria, of course.
Yes. I have to say, I really do adore turkey, and this may be something, I don't know, everyone finds that all manner of things are genetic these days, but I had a great-grandmother who so loved Christmas lunch that she would eat it twice a year, once on Christmas Day and once on Midsummer Day. And I think, you know, twice a year would not be enough. I do an Easter turkey when I stuff it with hot cross buns as well.
Oh, my gosh.
So I think the important thing, and it's a hard thing to say because people are afraid of it, which is not to overcook the turkey. And I think it helps, and I know that a lot of health and safety people don't like to hear me say this, it helps if you get the bird to room temperature before it goes in the oven. I know that it goes against every bit of, you know, hygiene advice, but to be honest, as long as you don't let it get warm, if you cook any meat from fridge cold, it's so difficult to get to cook it correctly because you don't want it cold in the middle, but you want it cooked through, and you're already fighting against the odds when you've got some chilled animal in there.
And the secret also, as you write in your recipe, is brining.
Well, I'm a great fan of brining, which is actually something I've learnt from American kitchens. And that's simply, you know, just means putting a turkey into a pan with salt and sugar. And I like to use a bit of honey and a bit of maple syrup and some wonderful kind of Christmassy spices, a bit of cinnamon, some allspice, some pepper. But just sitting a turkey in this cold liquid, and it is very, very cold at this time of year around here, and if not, you have to put it in a big fridge, it really does help it stay moist, and the salt and sugar somehow, you know, just tenderize it wonderfully. I mean, they don't make the meat taste other than it is. You can have if you like, the fragrance of the spices, but it is still very much turkey. And I've been very, very happy with this. I've had many turkeys this way, and I now don't think I would be happy cooking a turkey any other way.
Well, you've convinced me to give it another shot.
Even though you don't like it.
I'll try it. I'll try it one more time. Tell me about your menu for Christmas Day. What are you cooking? And
for Christmas lunch, I'm making roast turkey. I'm making gingerbread stuffing, allspice gravy, bread sauce, which I don't think I can ever win around America on, but yeah, I live in hope, cranberry sauce, Brussels sprouts with chestnuts and pancetta, and I am making some sweet potatoes and marshmallows from Thanksgiving to amuse my children, and some green beans, and I think that must be about it. No, I'm not. There's more. I've also got roast potatoes, some maple roast parsnips, and some sausages.
And you do this all yourself?
Well, I do, but I do it in stages. So I start it a bit in advance. You know, I can do the sweet potatoes in advance. I can do the sausages a bit in advance. The stuffing mixed up but not baked in advance and without the egg in it. And the gravy I do mostly in advance. And then on Christmas Day, I do the potatoes and the green vegetables and the parsnips and, of course, the turkey, which I've already been brining. And then as finish off the stuffing and reheat the sausages and do the bread sauce, and I've already done the cranberry sauce, and reheat the gravy and add the juices from the roasting tray. My big concession to ease of life this year is that I have bought a job lot of very heavy duty throwaway foil roasting trays to help with the washing up.
The book is Feast, Food to Celebrate Life by Nigella Lawson. And Nigella Lawson, thank you very much.
Thank you. I've loved talking to you. Thank you very much.
And that interview by Day to Day's Madeline Brandt.